Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
ALFM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Open the president. ICE is connected. I'm Elliot Francis. A historic moment this morning as President Trump and Pope Francis met for the first time at the Vatican. Correspondent Delia Gallagher tells more about their meeting.
Pope Francis, probably in a very general way, wants to impress upon the president that now he is on the world stage and the moral consequences of his political decisions, not just for Americans, but for the world, are important, and particularly for Francis, of course, that includes for the poor.
Monday's UK suicide bomber is believed to have traveled to Syria recently and had proven links with ISIS. Riley Carson has more.
The suspect in this bombing was 22-year-old Salman Abadi, and they're looking into whether or not he acted alone in this, or whether or not he had any help in the planning, any help in the execution of this bombing, or whether or not he was actually part of any wider network.
The terror threat level in the UK remains at its highest level this morning. I'm Elliot Francis. 11 jurors, including one African-American, have been seated so far for the sexual assault trial of Bill Cosby, which continues later today.
12 are needed, along with 6 alternates in the Pittsburgh courtroom. Cosby says he's on trial as a result of racial overtones. His attorneys have challenged prosecutors for keeping blacks off the jury. Judge Stephen O'Neill has rejected the argument, but says if the defense can show statistical evidence of discrimination, it'll be revisited. Cosby's trial begins June 5th outside Philadelphia. Jury selection right now is in Pittsburgh to find a panel that hasn't been influenced by pretrial publicity. I'm Pat Piper.
President Trump wants to cut more than $3.5 trillion in government spending over the next decade, slashing funds for health care and food assistance programs for the poor while boosting the military's budget. Under that new budget released Tuesday, $800 billion will be chopped from Medicaid, along with $192 billion from food stamps. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It's only Wednesday, but a lot of people already have their sights set on the weekend.
Memorial Day weekend is almost here, and for many of us, it's the first big trip to the beach for the year. John Townsend with the AAA says if you're going, you may want to take a longer weekend.
And that is to leave after the morning rush hour on Thursday and come back on the afternoon the day after Memorial Day.
Townsend says we'll be paying the highest Memorial Day gas prices since 2015, but that won't keep people off the roads. In fact, the AAA says car rental bookings are up 19% compared to last year. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In Northern Virginia, they're going to try and help the early get-out-of-town crowd tomorrow with a change in the I-95 express lanes. Mike McGurk is with Transurban.
We'll be reversing early Thursday. We're going to begin a 10 a.m. reversal. So instead of that standard 11 a.m. reversal, we're going to move that up an hour earlier. Start closing down the northbound lanes to reverse it southbound.
Again, that's tomorrow morning on the 95 express lanes. Fox News has removed from its website that story about the murder of DNC staffer Seth Rich because they say the story didn't get the proper scrutiny. The speculative report published a week ago quotes a private investigator as suggesting that Rich had some connection to WikiLeaks and the leaks of DNC emails last year. Rich's family denies that, and no evidence has emerged to back up the claim. D.C.'s assisted suicide law could become a casualty of the Trump administration's budget. Under that spending plan, the district would be barred from spending its own tax dollars to implement the new law, which is set to go into effect October 1st, the same day the new federal fiscal year begins. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,938, the Nasdaq at 6139. Sports, a fine outing by Joe Ross back from AAA as the Nats pound the Mariners. The O's fall to the Twins again. WNBA, the Mystics are in Chicago this afternoon. WMAL News Time 5:04 up next. Traffic and weather, then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Penn Fed's got great rates for Bowling Green and great rates for Abilene. Penn Fed's got great rates for everyone.
All the across America, PenFed Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Federally insured by NCUA.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Wet pavement. We have a couple accidents already, so take it easy this morning, please, on the Maryland Beltway as you leave College Park and into Greenbelt. That's where we have the crash. Inner loop, right as you come up to the exit for Kenilworth Avenue, mostly confined to that far right lane. That you see a crew on the scene there with flashing lights. Again, as you're coming up on this, pretty much at speed right now. So it's going to be inner loop southbound into Greenbelt for the crash. Outer loop, your travel lanes are open. No problems to report on 270. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway in Laurel, the crash was northbound. As you come up to 197, had one lane blocked there. Virginia, 66 now with lanes open. Gainesville up through to the Beltway. I just watched a crash east on 66 at the Beltway clear. So you should find your lanes open. Now from Garage Door Repair. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain tapering off quickly this morning to just a couple of showers. Then by this afternoon, cloudy. An east breeze, 69. More thunderstorms arriving this evening. Steady rain overnight, 58. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, 76. And by Friday, guess what? The sun comes out. Sun mixes with clouds in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Burke, 56 in Bethesda, 59 degrees in Washington. A landslide buries California's scenic highway near Big Sur. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL. Hey, good morning. Vince Colonnais in this morning on Mornings on the Mall here in Washington, D.C., where Washington comes to talk. Mary Walter will be back. She's still feeling a little bit under the weather. We should hear from her next Tuesday. We expect, fingers crossed. Great to have you here this morning with me. It's a great show today. We've got Steve Bucci from the Heritage Foundation showing up. He's going to talk to us at 7:35 about Donald Trump's ongoing trip. The president just met with Pope Francis just a short time ago. We'll talk about that this morning. Additionally, Representative Andy Harris will be stopping by to discuss the new budget that Mick Mulvaney rolled out yesterday from Donald Trump, as well as those attacks in Manchester that we saw. And then Ed Morrissey from Hot Air at 8:35 is going to swing in. He's a Catholic guy, and he knows a lot about the Catholic Church and certainly a lot about the Pope. And we'll be talking to him about Pope Francis and President Donald Trump. It's a very important meeting, and it was a lot of fun to watch, actually, early this morning. I'll tell you about what I saw as well. We'll kick things off today, though, by talking about Mick Mulvaney, the budget director for President Donald Trump. Right away, you know, if you were following the budget yesterday, I'd like to hear from you about whether or not you think the following is doable, which is to get fewer people on welfare. The conversation yesterday in Washington overwhelmingly was President Trump and this budget are evil because they're looking to reduce welfare spending. Well, the Trump administration's countering, look, the last administration measured its success by how many people it could add to the welfare rolls. And the Trump administration's goal is to sort of do the inverse. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Let's listen a little bit this morning to White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney. This is what he has to say about what Washington, D.C.'s typical definition of a budget cut is.
A couple things about Medicaid, and this is one of my favorite stories to tell about Washington spending. Keeping in mind, and I know that y'all probably get this, but if you're watching this at home, in Washington, D.C., if you spent $100 last year on something, okay, and we spent $100 on it this year on that same thing, in Washington, people call that a cut. Okay, $100 last year, $100 this year. Y'all, call it a cut. In fact, I've seen several occasions where we spent $100 last year and $102 this year, and many people will still call that a cut, because the budget is hardwired by the Congressional Budget Office to go up every single year. And if the Congressional Budget Office says we spent $100 last year and we're supposed to spend $106 this year, for a lot of people, anything less than $107 is a cut. In fact, I've actually heard $106 referred to as a freeze, because it simply stays in line with the Congressional Budget Office. A classic example of how Washington speaks differently than the world back home.
Boy, isn't it? Every time we have this conversation, it's always about, like, hey, a cut. That was pretty simple math that Mulvaney was presenting to us. Essentially, a cut is we're not increasing spending by a dramatic amount. We're increasing it by less than we did last year. And that's considered a cut in Washington. And oftentimes when we hear the news, that's the way we get it. And we get it in its simplest form. It's a big cut. Well, Mick Mulvaney's right. It's often that the spending's not increasing at the same pace. He's been attacked especially on the issue of Medicaid. Let's hear what he had to say about that.
So a couple things about Medicaid, okay? There are no Medicaid cuts in the terms of what ordinary human beings would refer to as a cut. We are not spending less money one year than we spent before. What we are doing is growing Medicaid more slowly over the 10-year budget window than the Congressional Budget Office says that we should or says that we will under current law. Why do we change it? We change it, and we change those growth rates in Medicaid spending because of the American Health Care Act, which this president does support.
There you go. And of course, they want the American Health Care Act to pass as well. Again, more conversation. You know, I kicked off here, and I want to know from you, 888-630-9625. What do you think about this notion that the Trump administration can grow the economy enough that fewer people are on welfare, rather than this notion that they're being attacked for right now, that they're just trying to slash programs for the poor? Here's how Mick Mulvaney responded to those allegations yesterday.
We are not kicking anybody off of any program who really needs it. We have plenty of money in this country to take care of the people who need help. Okay? And we will do that. We don't have enough money to take care of everybody who doesn't need help.
One other point that he made yesterday, again, the Trump administration is banking on growth, meaningful growth. In fact, they think they can get back to what was once a normal amount, 3% annual growth. Here's Mulvaney on that.
We reject that pessimism and say, you know what, we probably should have gone in and assumed 3.5% or 4% growth, because that would be aggressive. 3% growth is just getting back to normal.
Right. Normal. Well, it's been a while since we've seen that, and I think I would say most people would consider it optimistic, but possible. I do want to cite something that's, I think, unbelievable. The left yesterday, very upset with Mick Mulvaney. There was an op-ed that he wrote for the Post and Courier. In it, he wrote the following language. They're accusing him of attacking the poor. Now listen to this and tell me if you think this is attacking the poor. For years, we focused on how we can help Americans receive taxpayer-funded assistance. Under President Trump's leadership, we're now looking at how we can respect both those who require assistance and the taxpayers who fund that support. For the first time in a long time, we're putting taxpayers first. Taking money from someone without an intention to pay it back is not debt. It's theft. This budget makes clear that we will reverse this larceny. Now, for you and I, as we listen to that, we think to ourselves, yeah, okay, that seems fair. A taxpayer puts money in with an expectation that his government's going to serve him somehow, right? That's the simple explanation for that line. But there was a quick reaction, a fierce one on the left yesterday, attacking Mick Mulvaney for accusing the poor of theft and larceny. That it's the poor that are stealing from everyone, from good taxpayers. That's not at all what he said. And it's like, it's a horrific and a silly and intentional, I think, misreading of what President Trump's budget director was trying to say. So we've got this, we've got a bunch of things going on here. One is this food stamp thing. The Trump administration in their budget proposal says they're going to save $193 billion on food stamps over the next decade. Again, I ask you, do you think this is possible? Do you think we can get to the point where we have fewer people on welfare, fewer people on food stamps? Work requirements, by the way, a big part of this Trump budget. And this is all, you know, these are all sort of this is the wishful thinking of the Trump administration. It has to get through Congress. They've actually got to, like, tackle this bill. But right now they're saying, look, we can budget the, we can balance the budget in 10 years. We can grow our way out of this debt. We can cut the number of people on food stamps. We can get fewer people on welfare. We can make sure that the only people who are on welfare are the people who actually have to be. And meanwhile, we can sort of like get our house in order as a government, because it's been kind of, I don't know, a long time since anybody's even cared at all about getting it in order. Do you think it's doable, and do you have confidence in the Trump administration's ability to set us on the right course? 888-630-9625. It's 515. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, we have a couple problems already. We have the wet pavement, so Factor just taking it easy this morning. And Laurel, Baltimore, Washington Parkway, northbound from the accident. It's north of 197 before you get to the exit for 198. Definitely some delays there. Southbound coming through Laurel on the B-Dub, your travel lanes are open. On the Beltway, Greenbelt is your traveling inner loop, leaving College Park. And if your destination is to go over toward 201 Kenilworth Avenue, that's where we had the crash. Looks like they just pulled away from the right side. You might see a little bit of activity on the shoulder. Up at speed, and up at speed through the Wilson Bridge. On Spout Run Parkway, coming southbound as you approach the GW Parkway, had a tree that was down. They were doing the cleanup in process, so watch as you make the approach. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL weather channel forecast.
Hey, today it's cloudy with occasional rain, mainly in the morning, a high of 69 degrees. Tonight we'll have some thunderstorms this evening, which will give way to steady rain overnight. We have a low of 58. And then tomorrow, some scattered thunderstorms, a high of 76 degrees. Right now in the nation's capital, 59 degrees.
If you're retired or thinking about retiring soon, tune in Sunday afternoons at 3 for the Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services on WMAL.
All right, the Trump administration yesterday presenting their budget. Mick Mulvaney, this is while Trump, by the way, continues his foreign trip, his first foreign trip, visiting some of the great religious sites of the world. And yesterday, Mick Mulvaney coming out and rolling out a budget. The reaction was fierce and quick, especially from the president's critics. And the notion is that the Trump administration can help us grow our way out of debt and get fewer people on welfare in the process. I would say most people would react to that on its face as a positive goal. My question to you is it possible? 888-630-9625. We go to John, who's in Virginia. John, what do you think? Is it doable?
You're talking about John of Strasburg. Okay. Yeah, it's very possible. The problem is we have a bunch of wimps in Congress and the Republican Party who want to promise things, but then break the promises to us.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like many Republicans don't have the stomach for this, that especially as we get closer to 2018 and you start going to these purple states where Republicans feel like they're getting all nervous for whatever reason. And by the way, they scare easily for the most part. It's often difficult to get buy-in. You look at this Congress, John, and I think to myself sometimes that the Democrats have the majority in the House, the plurality. It's almost like a European structure, that the Democrats actually have the dominant body in the House, and then the Republicans are split into two factions. And that's led to a lot of legislative difficulty for President Trump, no? That's okay. We had John. We lost him. That's okay. But John, thank you very much. Brian, you're in Mount Airy this morning. Thanks for calling in to Mornings on the Mall. What do you make of this budget and the chances that we could actually grow our way out of debt?
Yeah, two quick important points. One, I wanted to say that the primary goal of the Democrats for about 20 years now has been to get as many people addicted to government handouts as possible and to break down personal responsibility. So it's good we're trying to identify people that aren't truly needy.
For sure.
And get them off the dole.
For sure.
But the other thing is, while I was on hold, I'd also like to add a second comment. You played that part where they said that, you know, we should be gunning for 3% growth or higher.
Yes.
The other bad thing about the last 15, 20 years is this country, the government, and the consumers have taken on so much debt. But that kind of becomes an anchor that pulls you down, and it's going to be harder to shoot for old growth rates because of all the debt we have.
That's such a great point. I want to address your first one, Brian, which is that you mentioned the Democrats have been just trying to get people addicted to public services. The most cynical view of that, and I think a lot of people have it, is that the more you can create government dependency, the more your party can be advantaged
exactly.
In terms of power. But also, just look at the simple things. I mean, the Obama administration regularly measured successes based on how many people they could add to welfare rolls as some sort of evidence that they were being empathetic or helping people out, when, in fact, the way you want to help people out is get them out of that situation. Get them to a situation
exactly.
Where they don't need that government assistance.
Exactly.
Brian, thank you very much. Danny is calling in from Spotsylvania this morning. Danny, welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, I'm a diehard Republican, went for Trump, voted for him. I believe that things will work out, but we as a country, we do not reward people for doing good. The Obama administration, this is what I want to get to, is the food stamp situation is, I'm in construction.
Yes.
I know a man and a woman, majority Latino, they don't get married. The man is making scale money on Quantico laying brick, and the wife is maybe cleaning a house. She gets all the benefits. He's making good money. As long as they don't get married, they get it. That's what shows me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I want our veterans. I want our elder people. I don't mind helping a man that's 80 years old that's worked his tail end off, and he needs help. I don't mind helping him or a disabled veteran or somebody that really needs it. That's not the issue. But I'm tired with the Barack Obama administration. Just what the other gentleman was saying, that the Democratic administration wants to give. We can't give but so much. If you have $100 in your savings account, and if I have $100 in my savings account, and you ask me to borrow for $101, I can't help you. I can't help you.
Right.
We just keep giving and giving and giving. After a while, the back's going to break.
And you know, Danny, you raised a bunch of good points, and one of them is about how people have personal incentives. When they see an opportunity to like take advantage of a benefit that they qualify for, they'll often do it. And these welfare programs, by and large, while they may start with good intentions, can be taken advantage of because people say, okay, what's my path of least resistance to being able to make, you know, more money potentially? So, you know, how do I cobble together a structure in which I take government assistance and get some money from somewhere else? People sort of make rational decisions about what they're going to do. Mick Mulvaney yesterday, to your point, said this about making sure that the people who are on these programs don't get kicked off, and the people who don't need to be can grow their way out of them.
We are not kicking anybody off of any program who really needs it. We have plenty of money in this country to take care of the people who need help, okay? And we will do that. We don't have enough money to take care of everybody who doesn't need help.
So there you go. That's, again, Mick Mulvaney sort of making the case. And for whatever reason, Danny, this is falling on deaf ears amongst Democratic critics.
Exactly. Well, you know, I'm 53 years old. I've had a knee replacement. And it goes back to what I'm trying to say, that people, I had a paper route when I was a kid.
Yes.
The Alexandria Gazette when I was 11 years old. My daddy, we worked. I'm 53 years old. A race three kids, a son, Iraq, Afghanistan, the whole nine yards. And, you know, I have a knee replaced. My right knee was replaced. A year and a half later, it failed. I have to have it revived.
Right.
There was no assistance for Danny Fisher. None. Because I had a few dollars in my checking account. Oh, you have too much money. But I look out in there in the Social Security office. What do I see? And I hate to be this way.
Yeah.
But I'm not politically correct. They were so many Latinos and people of color. I see one Caucasian.
Right.
And I was denied.
Danny, thank you. A lot of good observations this morning. Appreciate it, sir. It's 5:23 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. The following is a paid commercial message.
Breaking news, the 2017 housing market is heating up to be one of the most competitive on record, with home prices surging to levels not seen in over 15 years. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and what does this news mean to you? If you're in the market to buy a home this year, it means you need to set yourself apart to win out over other offers in a bidding war. How do you do that? By working with Cornerstone First Financial. We're a direct lender with our own money. We're local to this area with a track record of getting loans to settlement on time and offering the lowest interest rates. If you're not planning on moving this year, this news is also important if you're looking to eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, or take cash out for any reason. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
You're part of a growing business. You need to hire, but not just any candidates. You need the right candidates. You need powerful tools to find the right fit for the job, and you need tools that are easy to use. That's where Indeed.com comes in. Indeed's advanced algorithm uses the specific details from your job listing to position your job post where more relevant candidates will find it. The right candidates. Screener questions help you zero in on the best talent, while sort and filter tools keep your recruitment organized. It's no surprise an independent study shows there are 5 times more hires made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, Baltimore, Washington Parkway. If you heard me talk about the crash and the delays, the crash gone and the delays quickly cleared. So you can use the Baltimore, Washington Parkway heading through Laurel. The incident and the delays had been northbound but gone. Southbound, your lane's good. Coming out of Jessup, heading through Laurel and down through to the Beltway. On 270, already out of Frederick, seeing the volume passing the Monocacy, Urbana, Hyatt. Now, we have the rain moving through the area, so we have the rain to deal with, wet pavement, so take it easy. We'll have plenty of time this morning. Looks like commuters are, because we've seen a lot of volume early here. Virginia, out of Stafford into Aquia, and already Dale City into Woodbridge, seeing some of that stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of the steady rain pulling through early this morning, and then as we get into the afternoon, probably even sooner. Let's go mid-morning. Just a few scattered showers are possible. Less and less rain through the day in the upper 60s with an east breeze, but more rain coming, especially later tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 59 degrees, 526 on WMAL. When you think of terrorism and you think of who do we consult now that the Manchester bombing has occurred? Well, you might just think Katy Perry, the pop star. Let's hear what she had to say about in the aftermath of the bombing.
I think that the greatest thing we can do is just unite and love on each other, and like no barriers, no borders. Like we all need to just coexist.
True.
You know, if this gets out to anyone, I just want to say that I love all of you out there, and I just know that like some of our fan bases kind of go both ways. You know, Ari's fans are my fans and my fans are Ari's fans, and like we're just all loving on each other, and we should just stay loving on each other.
Oh, just stay loving on each other. I agree with that in principle. We should love each other, but open, let's see, no barriers, no borders. We all just need to coexist. What? I mean, I don't know. Katie, look, I don't know if you've been watching this, how this terrorism thing's been working. You know, the border part is kind of essential. I'm sorry. I mean, at this point, I saw it was a Guy Benson suggested this. You're not playing your coexistence concert in Raqqa. Sorry. It's just not happening. You're not going into ISIS territory and singing Baby, You're a Firework. That probably would not end well. Now, at this moment, I think it's probably not necessary for Katy Perry to jump in with that advice. But obviously she feels for her friend, Ariana Grande. 528 on WMAL.
A recent study found that some 40% of the actions we take every day aren't the result of decision-making. They're just habits. Things we do without thinking. Take appliance shopping. A lot of people automatically go to a big box or department store when it's time for an appliance. But the reality is, Gray & Scarf is a much better option. We have an entire store filled only with top-name appliances, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores. Our staff is incredibly knowledgeable, and our prices will amaze you. So break your appliance habit and come to Gray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Need appliances? Then don't go anywhere but Bray & Scarf's Memorial Day sale. Get exclusive double rebates on select GE Profile and KitchenAid packages. Not $400, but $800 back. Plus free basic installation on select Monogram and Genair Professional Series appliances. Bray & Scarf makes shopping for appliances so much easier, with factory-trained appliance experts ready to help. Hurry into any of their 13 locations or go to BrayandScarf.com.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
Find out what a valuable investment a UMUC degree can be. Ask our advisors about a variety of scholarship and financing options. And save even more with UMUC's open education resources. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
President Trump just finishing up his visit to the Vatican. We'll talk about what he said and did alongside Pope Francis coming up. It's 5:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump met with Pope Francis at the Vatican a short time ago, and early indications are the meeting was not just cordial, but lighthearted.
Remember, President Trump and Pope Francis have not always exchanged the kindest of words with one another, but after they met privately, President Trump said he would never forget what the Pope had told him when they had the expanded audience. Apparently, the Pope was making some jokes with First Lady Melania Trump, asking what she feeds the president, if it's pizza. Melania responded, yes, pizza. So a little bit more of a lighthearted meeting.
Correspondent Sarah Murray, the president now heads off to meetings with Italy's president and prime minister. Congressional lawmakers from Maryland and Virginia are vowing to fight for federal money to continue the cleanup of the Chesapeake Bay. The budget proposed by President Trump eliminates that funding, but four lawmakers from this region sit on the Senate and House Appropriations Committees. AAA forecasts a lot of people will be traveling in the Washington area this Memorial Day weekend.
Altogether, we expect almost a million persons to travel this holiday weekend. And of that number, 9 out of 10 will be traveling by car.
AAA's John Townsend says if your weekend plans are taking you across the Bay Bridge, you'll get gas a lot cheaper if you can wait and gas up on the other side of the bridge. Prince William County's chief prosecutor has determined that police were justified in shooting an 18-year-old man who was carrying a BB gun. Commonwealth's attorney Paul Ebert says the two Manassas officers who shot Luis Torres Molina of Woodbridge last Friday reasonably feared for their own safety. A Taiwan court has ruled in favor of allowing same-sex marriage, making Taiwan the first place in Asia to recognize gay unions. President Trump is overseas, but some Washingtonians got a glimpse of President Frank Underwood the other day. Actor Kevin Spacey was out and about town in the House of House of Cards role. Netflix is about to roll out the fifth season of House of Cards. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,938, the Nasdaq at 61.39. Sports: Anthony Rendon homers twice to lead the Nats to a victory over Seattle. The Orioles managed just two hits in losing to the Twins. WNBA, the Mystics are in Chicago. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
What's your name?
Baby.
One of the most beloved dance movies of all time becomes the next great television event. ABC presents Dirty Dancing from the choreographer of Hamilton.
Then, ABC 7 takes you to where the original Dirty Dancing began 30 years ago. Travel with us to the Virginia Mountain Resort where the movie's iconic scenes were shot and remains preserved in time. Watch Dirty Dancing starting at 8, followed by ABC 7 News at 11.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Not long ago, we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a firm dedicated to, as many of you have heard, helping guys through one of the most difficult and crucial times in their lives. Starting out in 1990, my wife and I didn't realize that our mission would grow to include hundreds of attorneys, serving tens of thousands of guys across America and now in England. And though I'm proud of our growth, I'm most proud of the values that are the foundation of our success. And while it's true that Cordell & Cordell has aggressively defended guys facing divorce, the cornerstone of our practice, we've also encouraged reconciliation where possible. The fact is, we're proud to be the partner that guys can count on when the partner they hope for let them down.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
It's Larry O'Connor for Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. I've got to tell you about home sellers Joseph and Diane. They had their home on the market for almost a year with another agent. Well, Debbie and Sarah got the listing and they got their home sold in just 6 days, and they even got them $10,000 over the asking price. Wow. Do the right thing and call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams first. They have over 5,500 ready buyers in their exclusive home buying system. Sarah and Debbie will get the job done and put more money in your pocket. They'll even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it for cash at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed in writing. Call the Reynolds team now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. Let me give you that number again, 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Join us to honor and remember our troops, our veterans, our military families.
A tribute to our American heroes, the National Memorial Day Concert.
Join me, Joe Montaigne.
And me, Lawrence Fishburne.
With Gary Sinise.
General Colin Powell.
Renee Fleming.
Scotty McCreary.
Auli'i Cruvalio.
Christopher Jackson.
John Ortiz. And the National Symphony Orchestra.
Join us for a night to remember.
The National Memorial Day Concert. Sunday, May 28th, 8 p.m. on PBS.
Sponsored by Lockheed Martin Corporation and American Airlines.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 with the volume early. Smart to get out there and give yourself plenty of time this morning because of the road conditions, wet pavement and rain. Through out of Frederick, past the Monocacy, in Urbana and Hyattstown. Those areas already a bit below speed. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, lanes open. You're good through Laurel. No problems to report around the Beltway currently, Maryland or Virginia. In Virginia, through Aquia, again, Dale City toward the Occoquan. Seeing that stop and go. Spout Run Parkway, better news. They've just given me the all clear that you can use the Spout Run Parkway if you're coming southbound, approaching the George Washington Parkway. That had been shut down for a while to remove a tree. They say all lanes now open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain tapering off quickly here this morning to just a couple of showers by mid-morning, and the rain is probably done for the most part by then. Cloudy this afternoon, 69 with an east breeze. More rain tonight. Scattered thunderstorms early, steadier rain after 12 a.m., 58. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Thursday, 76. Finally improving by Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Chantilly, 57 in Waldorf, 59 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, 5:37 on WMAL on this this great, great morning. A little rain outside still. Coming up in the show, we got Steve Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. He's going to talk about the ongoing foreign trip. 8:05, we've got Representative Andy Harris, who's going to talk to us about the new Trump budget, as well as that Manchester bombing. And then we've got Ed Morrissey swinging by at 8:35 to talk about the visit of Donald Trump to the Vatican to meet with Pope Francis. That meeting taking place just a short while ago. Vince Collins is in today. Mary Walter is out feeling a little under the weather, but she'll be back soon. And joining us for the remainder of the show is Sarah Westwood from the Washington Examiner. She's the White House correspondent over there, and it's a real pleasure to have her here. Thank you, Sarah, for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So, Sarah, this morning we've been watching as the images come across our television sets and the sound coming across our radios of the meeting between President Donald Trump and Pope Francis at the Vatican, which has been anticipated for some time now. There was a question of whether or not it would even happen. It came to be in the last few weeks that they sort of got it on the schedule and added it of the several major religious stops that that President Trump has made so far. I want to roll back history, though, before we get into what precisely went down this morning, and talk about the interactions that the Pope and the President have had from afar from one another. Many times the Pope, let's just talk about study of contrast. The Pope comes from Buenos Aires. He's a man of the people, certainly the impoverished people. He's spent so much time on the streets working with the poor. Donald Trump is a man of wealth, billionaire, New York, real estate magnate. Now he's risen to the leader of the free world. Some criticism was swapped during the campaign. At one point, the Pope, he was asked about, Donald Trump's policy of wanting to build walls, and suggested, he goes, anyone who wants to, without looking at the quote in front of me, I'm paraphrasing here, anyone who wants to build walls and not bridges is not a Christian. That was the English translation of his comments that was fed throughout the American press, and it led to some quick reactions. Let's listen to what President Trump had to say at the time when he was reacting to Pope Francis's comments during the campaign.
If and when
the Vatican is attacked by ISIS, which, as everyone knows, is ISIS's ultimate trophy, I can promise you that the Pope would have only wished and prayed that Donald Trump would have been president. Because it's true. It's true. Because this would not have happened. ISIS would have been eradicated, unlike what is happening now, with our all talk, no action politicians. That's what's happening now.
So if you can believe it, some drama between the Pope and an American politician.
This is one of those things on the campaign where we all said, he can't do that. He can't fight with the Pope, call the Pope a disgrace. And we all thought that this was going to be a huge controversy. And obviously, it didn't play out that way.
Nope.
And another one of those meetings that had the potential to be uncomfortable, given their past history. There are a few meetings still ahead in with his NATO meeting, with his G7 summit, that do have that potential to be uncomfortable. But it looked lighthearted. It looks like they were joking around.
Yeah, this morning, very warm signs between the Pope and the President of the United States. They got to spend some time together behind closed doors, the two of them just talking with each other, I believe, for about half an hour. That conversation, we've yet to get a readout of precisely what may have happened there. But you get the sense that both of these men are plain spoken. They say what's on their minds. Pope Francis and President Trump have varying views on the ways that governments should react to, for instance, the refugee crisis. It's a big point of difference between the two of them. But a very cordial meeting this morning. And the President of the United States looked about as reverent and serious as I've seen him in anything, meeting with the Pope this morning. And almost, I think, proud to be having a chance to finally meet Pope Francis face to face.
And I think that was probably a concern of some of his critics, maybe, that potentially he wouldn't understand the gravity of what was happening. I mean, you remember when John Boehner met the Pope when he was Speaker, he was crying.
Yes.
It was a very moving thing, and maybe that President Trump wouldn't have the same kind of reaction. But clearly this was something that did have some meaning for President Trump.
Typically in these meetings, gifts are swapped, and that was definitely the case today. The Pope gave President Trump some reading material, which is what he often gives to heads of state. Three Italian language documents. I'm not going to pretend to announce them, despite the fact that my last name's Colonnaise. And he did also give a World Day of Peace message about nonviolence. And he said to the president, I signed it personally for you. The Vatican also gave Melania Trump what appeared to be rosary beads that she turned to the Pope and asked for him to bless them, which he did. Additionally, the President of the United States, in turn, gave some presents to the Pope, and they included a first edition set of Dr. Martin Luther King's writings. So when the Pope came to the United States, in his speech to this joint session of Congress, he did have a passage where he talked about Martin Luther King. The president acknowledged that today and gave five first edition books of Martin Luther King's to the Pope, one of them hand-signed by Dr. King.
Yeah, it's a pretty powerful gift. Sometimes people implicitly use Martin Luther King quotes to take a dig at President Trump. In Washington, D.C., there are signs all over the place where there are Dr. Martin Luther King quotes on yard signs that people use as a sign of the resistance. But I think it's interesting that they chose that gift to give to the Pope.
For sure. Yeah, I will not underestimate the extent to which his liberal critics are probably going to try and find some way to give him blowback for that. But a nice gift. I wish I had a first edition copy of any Martin Luther King book.
Me too.
Pretty cool.
Great book.
543 on WMAL.
It's going to make some financial advisors squirm in their seats, but you're going to love it. Listen to Rod Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. The commander of Air Force Space Command testified last week before the House Armed Services Committee on priorities and posture of the National Security Space Enterprise for fiscal year 2018. During his testimony, Air Force General John Raymond warned that potential adversaries are developing capabilities to deny the U.S. access to and benefits of the space domain. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66.
For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Sears Auto Center has a great Memorial Day holiday offer you don't want to miss. Now through Memorial Day, you can buy three tires and get the fourth free on in-stock tires with the purchase of an installation package. Or purchase four die-hard tires and get a $50 award card. Now's your chance to take advantage of our best tire prices. See store associates for details at Sears Auto Centers. We put your life in drive. Exclusions may apply. Installation packages include 6-month, 1-year, or lifetime alignment. Offer valid through June 3rd.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of jobs get a qualified candidate in just one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Daniel Murphy.
The man is unbelievable.
Did righties wrong last season.
Home run Daniel Murphy.
Hit for the social cycle. Nationals, Mariners. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Masson. Ryan Zimmerman.
Game over.
Master of the walk-off home run.
It's gone. It's a homer.
Hit for the social cycle. Nationals, Mariners. The series concludes tomorrow at 3:30 on Masson.
Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're doing okay around the Beltway, Maryland, and Virginia. Again, of course, take it easy with the wet pavement this morning. Through Annapolis on 50, John Hanson Highway, your travel lanes are open. However, the ramp from inbound westbound 50 to go onto I-97 northbound, that ramp still blocked with accident cleanup from the overnight trailer incident. If you're heading in the outbound side of 50 to get to 97, you can use that ramp. No problems to report on 66 here early on, but the volume heading in towards Centerville, same story with 95, volume on the increase, 395 lanes open to and across the inbound 14th Street Bridge. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain tapering off quickly here this morning to just a couple of showers by mid-morning, and the rain is probably done for the most part by then. Cloudy this afternoon, 69 with an east breeze. More rain tonight. Scattered thunderstorms early, steadier rain after 12 a.m., 58. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Thursday, 76. Finally improving by Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in our nation's capital, 59 degrees, 547 on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Dale Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
If there's a better use for the internet, I haven't found it.
If you've committed a crime and you want to confess, click yes. Otherwise, click no.
Somebody did, apparently. Prosecutors are now going after a private investigator in Louisiana. And his crime? Trying to obtain the Holy Grail known as Trump's tax returns. Here's how he did it. He went last year to a government website to apply, which is used oftentimes to apply for federal student aid. It's called the FAFSA form. So if you've ever, any college student out there who's ever applied for federal aid through FAFSA, knows that you can go online and do that. And in the process, you can use your social security number and enter just a couple pieces of personal information. And the federal application for student aid will import your tax returns into the form. Aha. So all of this time, people have been like, how do we get Trump's tax returns? How do we get Trump's tax returns? Well, this guy, Jordan Hamlet, has now been charged with misrepresenting his own social security number in an effort to obtain Trump's tax returns through the form. Prosecutors have said he's accused of using a computer application, the Associated Press writes, on a public government website in an attempt to get Trump's records. He did it in September while Trump was still a candidate for president. Prosecutors, they say that authorities say that he even sounds proud of what he has done. Sarah Westwood, which is, you know, again, it's not surprising given that the entire anti-Trump establishment has long craved Trump's tax returns.
Yeah, honestly, I think he deserves to be a little proud. That's a pretty impressive scheme. I mean, you have liberals offering monetary incentives for people to leak President Trump's tax returns. You have entire liberal TV shows being built out around one page of decade-old tax returns and crazy conclusions being drawn from them. So I think this is something that liberals would do just about anything to obtain at this point.
This guy, this private investigator, he's 31 years old. He owns a private investigations agency in Baton Rouge, and he's pleaded not guilty. His lawyer has not responded to phone and email messages. But in an interview, he just bragged about it. He told the investigators, the Associated Press reports, quote, he immediately volunteered that he committed the crime, and he even sounded proud of what he had done.
That's pretty awesome. He didn't care.
You could say awesome, or you could say this is the far reaches of Trump derangement syndrome. It gets to the point that literally you're sitting in front of federal investigators and be like, yeah, I did it. Yeah, I did that. I'm trying to go after Trump, man. Like, come on. You can understand, right? Right? Well, that's what happened here. So since then, interestingly, in March of this year, the IRS shut down the use of that tool. Not immediately clear whether the two things are connected, but right now, no importing that tax return information on federal applications for student aid again, for now, which means you have to do it the old-fashioned way. You're going to print it out, look at the numbers, enter it into the form. This is why we can't have nice things.
Right. But for the Jordan Hamlets of the world.
Because of Jordan Hamlet just trying to crack into Trump's tax returns by taking advantage of federal aid for students. On the plus side, some conservatives are probably looking at this and going, anything that makes it more difficult to take money from the federal government, I'm for that. Thank you, Jordan Hamlet, for making that possible today. So that's what we have. We've got yet another case of liberal madness descent. Now, in this case, turning into charges. Prosecutors are going after this guy.
Right. Exactly. I mean, this isn't exactly rioting in the streets, but it's clear that, they're getting creative in how they are trying to get these returns.
Boy, and he used a lot of gear for it. HP laptop, a Toshiba laptop, 16 gigabyte SD card, 10 recorded telephone calls. He really went out of his way to try and get this stuff. They will stop at no end to try and get those tax returns. Maybe we'll see them one day. It's now time for Al Rushbow. Check in with him.
Well, lately, members of the Democrat Party establishment have been walking back the impeachment word. They know how unhinged their base is. They know the Russian collusion story has no evidence. But apparently, anti-Maxine hasn't gotten the memo. California Congresswoman Maxine Waters, who's become a folk hero to lunatic Trump haters everywhere, is still stoking the impeachment fires. On a little-watched morning cable news show, Maxine Waters declared that Vladimir Putin was actually the mastermind behind the nickname Crooked Hillary. Congresswoman Waters said that it was Vladimir who fed Trump supporters the lock her up chant. She said that these strategies were developed inside the Kremlin, working with the Trump campaign. So the words coming out of Trump's mouth were from Putin's playbook. Auntie Maxine said, I think that there was a cooperation in developing strategy about how they could ensure that Hillary Clinton was not elected. When asked if she had an iota of proof of anything that would support what she said, any evidence at all, Maxine Waters was forced to admit, no, there is no evidence. She has nothing but a cockamamie theory dancing around in her head, but there's a lot of room for it up there. One thing, though, that crowd chant at the Trump rallies, CNN sucks, that was a lot of fun. And you got to give Putin props for coming up with that one. That one I'll take. That one I'll endorse.
Rush, noon to 3. Psst, listen to me. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger, but it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-402-8881. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-402-8881. 1-800-402-8881.
Responsibility. It means contacting Miss Utility before you dig. It also means digging with care. That means no mechanized equipment within 18 inches of the marks. It doesn't mean skimming off a few inches. It means hand dig until the utility is fully exposed. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And so you know, MacArthur Boulevard remains closed, essentially in the stretch between Reservoir Road and Vauxhall Road due to the road repairs from the water main break. In addition to SafeTrack Surge 15, Metro Rail, they had a train malfunction at Federal Center, so they are putting out the word to expect delays, residual delays, orange, blue, and silver line trains. I know it's tough to get going slow there early on in the morning. And in Annapolis, if you're coming in on 50, the exit ramp that would take you to 97 northbound, that ramp currently still closed with tractor trailer cleanup. If you're coming from the outbound side of 50, you are able to access northbound 97. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of the steady rain pulling through early this morning, and then as we get into the afternoon, probably even sooner. Let's go mid-morning. Just a few scattered showers are possible. Less and less rain through the day in the upper 60s with an east breeze, but more rain coming, especially later tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 59 degrees right now in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Staples.
When it's time for help with your new technology, go to Staples. Staples has a full range of tech services to help your business, from data recovery to virus protection. Now get $50 off PC diagnostic and repair service. Ends 5/27. Service does not include parts. Staples. It's pro time.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash, but now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber's the ultimate side hustle. Driving with Uber means you can earn extra cash whenever you want. It's not just another job. It's a totally flexible way to earn. You can turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours here and there, drive with Uber. Have you ever wanted to be your own boss? I bet you'd make a great boss. Drive with Uber and you are your own boss. If you're driving right now, you should be earning right now. And Uber's Instant Pay makes every day payday. You can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to 5 times a day. Listen, if you enjoy earning extra cash, if there's something special you'd like to buy, your car can start making you money. So go ahead, get your side hustle on. Sign up to Drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Breaking news, the 2017 housing market is heating up to be one of the most competitive on record, with home prices surging to levels not seen in over 15 years. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. And what does this news mean to you? If you're in the market to buy a home this year, it means you need to set yourself apart to win out over other offers in a bidding war. How do you do that? By working with Cornerstone First Financial. We're a direct lender with our own money. We're local to this area with a track record of getting loans to settlement on time and offering the lowest interest rates. If you're not planning on moving this year, this news is also important if you're looking to eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, or take cash out for any reason. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. The good news? I can help. Dental implants are a permanent solution that I offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, as well as causing the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. So smile big. Eat what you want. With over 3 decades of experience, advanced training, and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Oh, everybody's favorite aggressive congressman, Trey Gowdy, letting off some hot fire yesterday. We're going to talk about it as we kick off the next hour of Mornings on the Mall. 6 o'clock now, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.